I'm learning more about this story as I'm putting together this children's book. But the two individuals writing the foreword to the children's book are Penny Williams and Robert Henry, and they were both state senators at the time. This was in the late 1970s, early 80s, during the Equal Rights Amendment discussion. The two of them came together and really championed this idea to recognize women's history, to commission a portrait, and to select Angie DeBoe as the first one because of all the work that she did to promote social justice in the state of Oklahoma. So the two of them came together to make this happen. And here's a little bit of Angie DeBoe's humor. When they had the unveiling of the portrait at the Capitol, Angie called it her public hanging. I love that.
You referred to the children's book.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about here, what I'm holding here? You gave me a manuscript of it. This is the children's book. When was that published?
This project has been going on for a number of years, but I'm pleased to say that the book will be out this summer with the Oklahoma Heritage Association.
There were a number of people who were influenced by her. Writers were influenced by her. Larry McMurtry. Was influenced by her. We know him from novels, The Last Picture Show, Terms of Endearment, in Lonesome Dove. He found her book in a parking lot when he was 13 years old in Wichita Falls, Texas. He picked it up and he started reading it. The Road to Disappearance was the book. I have it here. The Road to Disappearance, The History of the Creek Indians. He found it in a parking lot. And bingo, it opened his eyes.
Fantastic to think about her reach and her influence. Because he's such a compelling writer, embraced by so many in his tellings of Western history. And it's nice to know that her work influenced his own.
I don't know if there's any other writers off the top of your head. There have to be many that have been inspired by her.
Whether they took her Oklahoma history class at Oklahoma State University, or they would send their manuscripts to her for review and feedback, she touched so many lives. So many historians' lives and people who are active in the ACLU. So I guess I'm surprised when you say that the people you talk to still don't know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have more work to do, but I'd like to believe that more and more Oklahomans do know who she is and that they claim her as the state's historian.
Stillwater Public Library put up a statue.
It's wonderful. So in front of the Stillwater Public Library, we have this bronze sculpture of Angie DeBoe. And the idea is that we celebrate her and we encourage young people and the public to know more about her, to read her books, to study Oklahoma history.